Reconvene discussion agenda item D. This is court facilities legislation, and we welcome Judge Pat Lucas and Kurt Childs. Thank you.
And also for public comment on item D, is there anybody who wants to come forward? I know we have two people who would like to comment.
I wonder if Judge Hyde is still in the break room.
Is Mayor John Huerta here? Outstanding, the Honorable John Huerta, and we'll get presiding Judge Sacramento Bob Height here in a minute. Mayor Huerta, come forward, and we'd love to hear from you. 3 minutes.
Chief Justice and Judicial Council members, I thank you for this opportunity to speak today to the council. My name is John Huerta, Jr., and I'm the mayor for the city of Greenfield, and appreciate this opportunity that the public process provides. I was reading the item D. It changed the court facilities legislation. I've seen that maybe I should have put that in my presentation to be included in that legislation, but I'll continue with my comments. I give you some background on why I'm here today in San Francisco. The city of Greenfield has made a huge commitment and investment to the state of California and the Judicial Council and the Administrative Office of Courts and the city of Greenfield and the former RDA have expenditures over $4.5 to $5 million on the South Monterey County Courthouse. We were designated the preferred site in the year 2010. Total expenditures, as I stated, $4.5 to $5 million. Street improvements to El Camino Real, land acquisition, a lot of planning went into that process for a small agricultural community or a growing agricultural community of 20,000 people. I get to some current events. The South County Courthouse in King City was closed in September of 2013. As far as the South County project, the South County Courthouse project for Monterey County, we are currently on the indefinitely delayed list. South County's residents make up 70% or 70,000 residents unofficially. They need to travel 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour, hour and a half to 2 hours to get to courts. Traffic court in Marina, California, family law court in Monterey, California, and other court proceedings in Salinas. Quite frankly, if the Peninsula or Salinas powers were have it their way, what I've heard out in the community, just let them drive up, meaning the residents of South Monterey County. I don't believe that is fair or justifiable. I know our presiding judge is here with us today, and I appreciate her support. Our populations are predominantly farm worker families and good working, hard working rural people. We need court services. We need court access. We have the land. Well, actually, the state of California has the land, but we need access to justice. So I would like to first formally request that the new South Monterey County Courthouse be respectfully removed. And I understand the budget constraints. I've been the mayor for the city of Greenfield for 12 years and understand those wholly. That the courthouse be respectfully removed from the indefinitely delayed list and moved to the proceed list. Understanding that the South County Courthouse will be modified for cost savings in the future. Again, thank you for the opportunity. I'll be present at the next meeting in August.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, presiding Judge Robert Hyde from Sacramento.
Good afternoon, Madam Chief Justice and members. I'm here to support item C. Happy to answer any questions. Item C has been a kind of a long and windy, rough road. With the help of Kurt Childs and his people, we have now arrived at a solution to allow us to at least start on the plans process for New Sacramento Courthouse. And so I want to thank all of you, and particularly Kurt, for all of his hard work. Happy to answer any questions.
Yes, Justice Hall.
I'll just add to Judge Height's comments. The Chief Justice, having served on the Sacramento Court for 14 years, and me for a full 2.5, I certainly understand the need for a new courthouse, Judge Height. I'm hoping we can help you out here.
Thank you. I didn't add all those bits of information because I knew that everybody knew it anyway. So thank you.
Thank you. I think that ends our public comment. Please proceed.
All right. Good afternoon, Chief Justice and members of the council. This topic is unusual given what you've been working on this morning. There is money available for an important project. Justice Brad Hill could not be here today and asked me as vice chair of the Court Facilities Advisory Committee to present to you a recommendation that our committee and the Policy Coordination and Liaison Committee join in making to you today. As you know, many of our committee's recommendations to you over the last 3 years have involved painful decisions that needed to be made as a result of the extensive budget cuts the branch endured since 2009. Some of these decisions have affected your courts. These decisions include the indefinite delay of 11 projects, about $1 billion in today's dollars, as well as the need to delay on a short-term basis many other funded projects due to the redirection of construction funds. These decisions also include cost-cutting measures to ensure that each remaining construction dollar is being spent wisely. Recently, we were faced with a different challenge: what to do regarding new one-time funds that will return to the construction program in this year's budget. We're not used to dealing with good news, but we rose to the occasion. So first, how did these one-time funds come to be? The ongoing $50 million redirection of SB 1407 funds was reduced in this year's budget to only $10 million, freeing up $40 million for expenditure this year. This is a one-time reduction, creating a one-time $40 million increase in cash available for the construction program. The hitch is that no spending authority was enacted, so we cannot spend these funds until legislation is passed to allow us to do so. Today, we ask the council to sponsor legislation to appropriate funds for the preliminary plans and working drawings for the new Sacramento Criminal Courthouse. And this would be subject to the usual review by the Courthouse Cost Reduction Subcommittee of the Court Facilities Advisory Committee. The selection of the Sacramento project for this spending recommendation is based not only on the many hours of data review and meetings that our committee has had over the last few years, looking at each project in the context of budget reductions, but also more recent efforts. Earlier in the year, we had hoped that we might be in a position to reactivate one of the indefinitely delayed projects. For that reason, at our meeting last March, we asked staff to look at the last four indefinitely delayed projects. The Sacramento project is one of these four projects. In January of 2013, the council indefinitely delayed this project along with projects from the Fresno, Los Angeles, and Nevada Superior Courts. However, the council, recognizing the urgent need to create a safe, functional, and secure courthouse for criminal calendars in our state capital, allowed site acquisition for the Sacramento project to proceed. I am pleased to tell you that on July 18th, the State Public Works Board approved acquisition of the so-called Rail Yards site, securing the site for this new courthouse. In allowing the Sacramento project to move forward with site acquisition, the council established the relative priority of this project over the other indefinitely delayed projects. Hence, our committee was able to put together quickly a recommendation on how to spend a portion of the $40 million in one-time funds. We recommend that these funds be used in part to design the new Sacramento courthouse over the next 2 years. This action is consistent with the incremental funding approach taken by the council out of necessity to move this important courthouse project forward. You may be concerned about moving forward with design while we do not have a revenue stream identified to support construction. As was our committee, And so we had multiple conversations with other branches concerning this issue. First, the fact that $10 million has already been appropriated for the acquisition, and this $27 million will, we hope, be authorized for the planning and design, demonstrates the commitment by other branches to fund and move this project forward. Additionally, Senator Steinberg sent a letter to Justice Hill on this issue received just last week. This letter shows that the legislature is committed to moving the project forward, building on the state's investment of funds for site acquisition, and that the legislature intends that approximately $27 million of the appropriated $40 million be used for the planning and design of the Sacramento project. The letter also states an understanding that if construction funds were not authorized for the Sacramento project, then the project would be delayed. Senator Steinberg shared his understanding that the branch is not inclined to eliminate or delay other SB 1407 projects to fund the construction of the Sacramento project. We have a further recommendation because the design of the new Sacramento courthouse will not require all $40 million. Staff estimates that the design will cost about $27 million, leaving about $13 million for other purposes. We recommend that options be considered for the use of these remaining funds and that our advisory committee develop a recommendation to you on the best way to allocate these funds. We anticipate coming back to you by the end of the year with that recommendation. If there are no questions, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Judge Lucas. Judge Sell?
I don't have any comments, but I'd make a motion unless somebody wants to.
Second.
Second by Judge Jacobson.
Let's move approval of recommendations 1 and 2 on pages 1 and 2 of the report.
Thank you. I don't see any hands raised in discussion of this matter. Therefore, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Judge Lucas. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Judge Hyde. Good. Thank you, Mayor Huerta.